Not bad. Great intro. So, remember when I was talking about my dog a few days ago? Yesterday? I don't remember. One of these days. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk up. Yeah, okay, never mind. Anyway, my dog just turned pretty old. Sorry for the vagueness. I don't know. Just don't feel like telling too much about him. Anyway, old dog, terrier. Didn't train him too well when he was younger because my parents left it to me to train it, to train him. And seeing as he has the age he has, I've had him for about... Well, let's just say I've had him for over a decade, so I was not very old when, you know, my parents left me in charge of taking care of him. So, a little older than 10, maybe 12. I don't remember. But, well, I do. 12. But... Here's the thing. I did not do a good job of training him. I taught him how to sit, taught him how to lie down, taught him how to do a few other jumpy tricks. But things like being, like things like listening to what I say in a general sense, like coming to me when I need him to, or staying the fuck put was the only thing that he really didn't know how to do. But things like healing when there are other dogs around or other people, impossible. When he was a puppy, he used to run away all the fucking time. You could not go outside with him without putting a leash on. And like, I remember multiple times when my brother had friends coming over, they opened the door, dog went out. We had to chase him, bring him back. Son of a bitch. Anyway, I got up early today, had early class, needed to, you know, so I get my dog up. He's old. He looks at me like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, you need to go out and pee. I run him down the stairs real quick, shove him out the door, wait for him to pee. It's raining. He doesn't like rain. He doesn't like water at all. Showers, no go. He goes completely bonkers, but, you know, I have to shower him every now and then. Rain? Hell no. It was like a million tiny showers hitting him all at once. Gnawing droplets. He hates it. So, he goes out about half a meter, notices that it's raining, and goes back inside. Like, looks at me like, fuck no, bruh. I's going back to sleeps. Okay. Take him upstairs. Give him some food. I go shower and all that other shit. Okay, so he's eaten. He's gotten his medicine and shit. He's had some water. Bring him downstairs again. Shove him out the door. He goes out. Looks. And no. Goes back inside and he's like, nah, bro, this ain't happening. So, I throw him on the couch. Or place him on the couch. Throw sounds like I'm abusing him. No. Put him on the couch, and then I leave for class, having to fucking bicycle in shitty-ass rain. So, thank you for that, whoever ordered a rain. Anyway, get there, do my class, get back home. Come in the door, he's lying on the couch, and he's like, the fuck are you doing? I'm like, time to go out. Yeah, so he runs through the door, gets ready to go out. Notices that it's raining, but I shove him out the door because now he doesn't just have to pee, he also needs to poop because he didn't do that earlier because he was an idiot. Okay, get that squared out of the way. It's fine. So he had food at about 6 today, right? 6, 7-ish. And now he's hungry. So I've given him some treats. I've given him multiple treats. But he wants food. And it's only 2:30. And he doesn't get food until 5 or 6 because that's his food schedule. And I'm like, why are you doing this, Doc? So I have watered him. I have given him a little bit of food, which it might be a terrible idea because that might be why he's hungry now. I've walked him. He doesn't need to go out. He doesn't need water. He doesn't need food. And he most definitely, under no circumstances, wishes for me to pet him because he, I don't know, he's a weirdo. Come. See, he sees that I don't have food. Come on. He sees that I don't have food, so he's not interested. He's like, but where's the food? Now he's looking at me like he thinks I have food in my hand. Is this food? Do you want the invisible food in my hand? There's no food, but you can have pets. No, he backs off. And so he has this thing where when he wants something, he goes up to me. Puts his paw on me and does like, woo, 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 or whatever the fuck. He doesn't really bark. He goes, yeah, I don't know, whiny, hungry dog sound. And it's either my foot or he stands on the armrest on the couch. But he does. Like, I get it. You're hungry. I've tried to help you. But I cannot give you your evening food yet. Okay? You'll just have to deal with that fact. Mom and Dad doesn't give you food either, do they? Or do they? And is this just a cruel ploy for me to starve you? Ooh, now I'm scratching his butt. He likes that. Ooh. Ooh. Either way, the reason for me making this is... I love my dog, but sometimes he is a fucking moron. And sometimes I hate him. Like right now. You just... I don't hate him, okay? I love the shit out of him. But he is a fucking moron. He's just standing here.
You know what?
Now he's all the way up here.
Is that it? No.
Da. I'm gonna get him some treats. Just a few. So as to not overfeed him, because we don't want that either. That's bad. Because he's a small dog. And small dogs deal... getting tangled. Small dogs are worse at dealing. Oh my god. He's all crazy now because he knows I have treats, okay? Hang on. Hang on, crazy dog. Ow, don't. Ow! He bit my finger. Listen, you crazy imbecile. Can you get it? Ow! You bit me again, little son of a bitch. No. Be nice. You have to be... He's gonna leap after it if I don't give it to him. Okay. That's all you get. Because you don't want pets, okay? You just want food. That... Put down. There you go. Okay. I shouldn't have given him that, but, you know, it's kind of cute having him in the audio. I don't even know if you could listen to him, or I don't know if you could hear him. That's what I was going to say. But, yeah, it's about 10 minutes long, so... Just gonna let it run just like 5 seconds more. 2, 1, bye.